You are still listening to Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, and time to get into our In the Business Of segment. Tonight we speak to designer Gert Johan Kutsier. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a big honor.
Talk us through the business of fashion in its entirety and your role and your experience in it.
I think from a very young age, I realized that creativity is one thing, but really the core about fashion is the sustainability of it. And that has been a key in the Gert Johan Kutsier company, really making sure that we are in the forefront of creativity, but having the backbone of a solid business mind, keeping the whole foundation up, has been a key in my business and in my brand. And that is always when young designers come up to me and ask me for advice, I tell them the big thing is you have to be able to sew and you have to be able to run a business, because if there's no cash flow, there is no business.
Now, you started pretty early on the business side of things. Talk to us about where exactly you started and why venture into something that belongs to you.
I was very lucky to get discovered at a very young age. I went to study when I was 16. I dropped out of school and went straight into fashion school, and that just opened up so many doors for me. I really found my passion, and I really was surrounded by people that had similar interests to me. So it was completely easy for me. From there, I kind of won a couple of competitions until I got a job on Strictly Come Dancing, design for Sandy and Gemma. And that was, I think, one of my biggest breakthroughs, really being on television once a week, having the world, the whole of the country see your dress, and that made a lot of talking in the media. So it's also true what they say, it's not a lot about who you know, but but it's also who you know. And I think working on a television production really introduced me to a lot of people that wanted to wear the clothes, and that kind of just made the business grow on its own.
Now, the business side of things is a bit distant from the fashion of doing the business. What challenges have you faced or did you come across in starting your business and making the two correlate?
I think in any developing country, it is challenging to do something in the luxury field in the beginning. I mean, we didn't know what the market was because there was no market. There was a market, but there wasn't necessarily the market that we wanted to target. So that was definitely a challenge, finding our niche, finding what we are good at. I had about three or four different design styles before I got to this one that people loved. I mean, many times I designed stuff that no one wanted to wear. And it took a couple of years to really make sure that the design style is on fleek and exactly what people wanted. I think that was definitely a growing pain. And then, again, back to the cash flow situation. If you don't have cash flow, you can't grow. So that is very important, to run your money wisely and to spend your money wisely. And when it comes to doing something as glamorous as fashion, I think people forget how much a production costs, how much a runway show costs. So that's also something to keep in mind. And I always think young designers see the bright lights and they think that is what the fashion designer is about. Yeah. And it's an actual fact, really about the client and making sure your product is on par with international standards and you walk away with happy clients wherever you go. And that is what we focus on mainly now, is client satisfaction. I mean, the most important person is your clients, the people that buy your clothes, and we really bend over backwards to make sure that our current clients are happy before we take new ones. And that is something young designers should always remember. Don't just grab clients, nurture the ones that you have so that they'll stick with you.
Interesting that you say that, because your clientele is quite high end. Talk to us about whether that was a business strategy or it just it was a coincidence that you have clients who actually showcase your work that can be seen by almost everyone.
I think that's just how the cookie crumbles for me. I have always been very lucky. I mean, if you want to talk about luck, I'm that person that will, if I enter something, I'll always win it. So I have been really had this dream in my mind that I've been chasing, and it has come to life as I imagined it. And I'm really grateful and really lucky that it has happened for me like that. It's almost worth all the hard work if I look back now and see what we've done. And it gives me, it motivates me and inspires me to grow more, because of course we have accomplished so much, but we are dreaming so much bigger still. And I just always tell myself, if a young boy from Kofstad, from a farm, can do this, come this far, then I can definitely achieve the next couple of steps that I want to do. And I think it's also about motivating yourself. I mean, business aside and all the serious stuff aside, if you're not loving what you're doing and you're not really, really passionate about it, it's just not going to work out for you.
What then do you have to say about the pace of progress in the fashion industry right here in South Africa? We've seen interesting developments over the years and developments where money then is related to local designers. What do you make of the progress of this industry right here at home?
Well, I have never really been a fan of asking other people for money. I think that's also something that we've been taught, I don't know, in school or where we studied, but this whole thing about the government must give you grants and whatnot is really a fairy tale. I mean, it can happen, but by the time the amount of energy that you would have put into making something like that happen, it's just easier to just raise the funds yourself. And also, sometimes it's a good thing not to have all the money at once. I mean, you can't always take the elevator. It's sometimes good to take the stairs and just learn on the way. If you get given the money that you want right in the start, you might burn your fingers, where if you slowly grow and you work towards it, you slowly learn how to keep up with the capacity, especially in fashion. You cannot go from having a little studio in London to supplying Barney's in New York. I mean, it is slow steps. It can happen for you, but you're going to burn your fingers. And it's best if you just slowly but surely kind of try and raise the funds yourself and make it happen. I started this company with 450 Rand. That's what I had. And I was lucky enough to have a couple of seamstresses that worked for me that was keen to wait 2 weeks to get paid. But that's how we started. And I think if I could do it, it's definitely doable. To start a business slowly and to just grow it from strength to strength. And also by doing that, you appreciate it so much more.
Lastly, how would you advise a young up-and-coming designer who wants to make a mark for themselves in this industry? What are the right ways to go about it?
First, I'll remind them that they are the luckiest people in the world. I mean, to be a creative person in Africa, in a developing country, is already such an advantage to people that live in big cities and in America and Milan and Paris and those countries. So that already is an advantage. Now you just really have to make sure that your skill is up to par. And once your skill is up to par, then you can develop the business sense. I wouldn't say every designer must necessarily already and become a gert, but I think it's fine, work for another designer for a couple of years until you are confident in your skill, and then only start your own thing if that is your destiny. But otherwise, there's so many amazing designers to work for in this country, and it's great to be part of their whole army as well.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That was designer Gert Johan Kotzia in this week's segment of In the Business of, right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.